Welcome back to the podcast that's all about band and not about band at all. Because in this rehearsal space, everyone has a seat, whether you play an instrument or not. All right, we're recording. We're podcasting.
Welcome back. Officially back
for
season three.
Season three. We had that kind of teaser episode a couple weeks ago.
We did.
We got everybody excited. But now we're really into it.
We're into it. And boy, are we into the school year.
I don't know. I mean, I'm going to try to work my magic with the editing when we get done recording here. But I'm telling you, there's no way that I'm going to be able to disguise the fact that I basically don't have a voice right now. It's shredded. We're a little over a week into the school year, and man, I think you said earlier, like, there's no tired, like,
first week of school teacher tired.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, and like, it doesn't matter what subject you teach or what grade level you teach, it's or how long you've been teaching.
100%.
It just hits you like a ton of bricks, and there's no way that you can, no matter how much you prepare for the beginning of the school year, no matter how much time you put in on the front end, like the first couple of weeks are just like, it's like somebody kicked a hornet's nest. Like 24 hours a day.
I had to come home and take a nap today before we could record. Otherwise, I was not going to stay awake. And it's not that late right now while we're recording, folks. I had to like take a nap. But like you just, and other teachers go through this too. For band directors, like, what are we doing? We're fixing instruments. We are getting lockers. We're getting folders. We're getting, you know, all the things that everybody does in their classroom to get them all set up for success. But our classes, you know, like, what is our first hour is 80 some kids.
Yep.
And man alive, can we just talk about my Monday this week?
What part of it? I mean, like, let's just zero in.
I'm gonna zero in on how proud I was of myself Sunday night, because I had my lesson schedule ready to go. And I have this great idea because I want to try some different things with lessons this year and really focus in on individualized learning. And so I had this plan, and I was ready to pull kids out of your class for lessons and ready to go. And I was going to bust through, like, because I was just doing mini lessons this week. And I'm going to get through a whole bunch. I'm going to meet a bunch of kids. I think I got through two lesson groups because I was fixing instruments, helping with locks on their lockers. I mean, all the things. I was so ambitious to get going. And no, we're not settled quite yet. There's a reason. Now, we've gotten some lessons going.
Yep.
But there's still, even today, I was fixing instruments, and kids like, why doesn't this work? And I'm like, well, this pin here, even though you went through maintenance money and what that means, this pin is sticking out of the clarinet. So, yeah, that was my Monday. Tuesday was much better, but yeah. And I've been doing this for how long? You know, a couple decades, and I still made a mistake. So,
yeah,
it is what it is.
Well, like you said, there's always something, because it's a broken instrument, or it's a kid who, like, I saw there was water spilled like in the locker bay. I'm walking by, I'm going into class, and I can just see that the carpet is all wet, like around these backpacks and these lockers, and I'm like, oh my gosh. And then I come to find out, like, the next day there wasn't one but two spills, and one involved. You didn't even tell. This is hilarious. She didn't even tell me about it. What? Like, some kid, like, broke a glass? What? I still haven't even gotten this whole story.
He had a glass water bottle. You know, like with a straw, you get them at Target or something like that. I don't know.
Glass?
It was a glass one. I was shocked as well. Because normally, like, all we hear, and teachers, I'm sure you all hear this too, you hear the metal water bottles falling over in class all the time.
I don't think I told you about the kid. I didn't even tell you about
this. Okay, should I finish this one first?
Sitting in band, drinking tea from an actual ceramic teacup last week.
Which,
and I was just,
please,
like,
tell me it was a freshman class.
Absolutely not. It was not a freshman. Okay. And I just looked at this kid and was like, get that out of here. What? And it was like,
I'm so confused.
It was so surreal. I was like my worlds are colliding and they shouldn't. Like, tea service in the band room. I'm like, what is going
what
on?
What is happening
now? Some broke a glass water bottle?
Yeah, so, you know, kids are kids, and he got bumped, and he drops this glass water bottle and it shatters. And I'm not talking like big pieces. And everybody should know our music suite, like where our lockers are, is carpet. This water container shattered. And it was everywhere and the teeniest tiny pieces. So then we get this AP that comes down here to help out because everybody's busy. It's first hour.
An AP that stands for?
Assistant principal.
Thank you.
My apologies. Comes down with a broom mm-hmm. and a dustpan.
Who was that?
John Lund.
John Lund.
But I don't think he knew that it was on carpet.
Right.
Either way, you can still sweep that up.
Yeah, for
but
sure.
He also didn't know, like I didn't know, that it shattered like to pieces you couldn't see. That's how tiny they were. So then we got the kid a vacuum cleaner and he cleaned it up. It was fine. But yeah, that is a vibe.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, listen, like you end up doing the craziest things. Like you were saying earlier that it's not on my resume, but it should be. And I think that's one of those things. But what's really funny about it is, like, I think you had written down that note. You're like, oh, I have this really great idea for the podcast. And you just wrote down the quote, it's not on my resume, but it should be.
Yeah.
And I don't think...
We don't remember.
We actually don't even know what we were talking about.
But once again, it's like first week of school, teacher tired. Like, I can't... Like, what day is it? And yeah.
Yeah.
We'll get into the swing of things, but oh boy.
My voice.
Me, me, mama, moo. Yeah. So, not on my resume, but should be cleaning up shards of glass.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad we got that all.
Got it taken care of.
Got that all taken care of. Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
So
okay.
Can we talk about how I, after marching band rehearsal one night, you know, like you go to marching band,
yeah.
So you work all day and then you go to marching band at
night,
but you're not, I mean, you're tired.
Yeah.
Tired, but you're not ready to go to bed.
Oh no, like, you need like an hour to unwind.
You have to unwind.
The problem is you don't get home. It's like almost 10 p.m. by the time you get home.
Correct. And this was no different.
But you're jacked up. Your brain is like going and it's like, it's really hard to like slow down and be like, I got to go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I totally know what that's like. We've talked a lot about how, as tired as we are, I've been having trouble sleeping the last couple of weeks.
Well, that's just it. Like last night, I woke up at 4 a.m.
Yeah.
And I don't feel like anxious or, you know, sometimes you wake up and you're anxious and you're just thinking about all the things you got to do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel like I was like that last night, but I just couldn't fall back to sleep. So mm-hmm. I was tired today.
Anyway, you were talking about something about marching band.
Oh, yeah. So I get home from rehearsal.
Yeah.
And I wasn't ready to go to bed. And I couldn't find the remote that I wanted because I was going to watch my stories, you know, at least one story, right?
Yeah.
Got my little bowl of popcorn and just going to have a little snacky poo. And on comes the TV. What?
You just turned the TV on.
I turned the TV on.
And what?
Guess what movie was on?
Shawshank.
Of course it was Shawshank.
Shawshank.
And you can't change the channel when it's Shawshank Redemption.
This is the best thing, right? Like on cable television, that movie probably plays more than any other movie ever in the history of movies.
All the time.
It's so good. You can't turn it off.
You can't.
Oh
you
my
can't.
Gosh.
And so every time it's on, I like tweet or X or whatever you want to call it for a verb at Tim Robbins. And he like always like likes or whatever my tweet.
Yep.
It's incredible. But it's like 10 o'clock at night and it had just started.
So be honest. How late did you stay up watching Shawshank? How much of it did you watch?
I only watched about an hour and 10 minutes of it. I could not finish it even though my heart always wants to.
Well, yeah, it's one of those movies like doesn't matter. I've seen it 50 times.
Yes.
And it's still good.
It's still good. But I was like, I cannot do this because I know I have to get up and go to jazz band the next day and I still have a football game and all the things like the next day. So I couldn't do it. But that is so funny that anytime like I'm like, guess what movie was on? And it's Shawshank and I'm not changing the channel. I'll tell you that
gosh,
much right
that's
now.
That's funny. Hey, yeah. You know what else we like haven't talked about is that this is probably, I think, the first episode where we are now officially the Band is Everything podcast.
We are.
Apologies to the Everything Band podcast. I hope folks don't get us mixed up. I want to thank Kevin Gammon or Gaiman. I'm not exactly sure how to pronounce his last name, but he's a listener of our podcast, and he actually tweeted at us, a month or so ago when we released our last episode, and we were kind of like wrestling with what do we decide as an actual title of the episode, and he was like, I know you want to incorporate the B and E for Brad and Aaron. He's like, why don't you just call it Band is Everything? Because we were talking about like Band is Life or Band Be Everything. And he's like, why isn't it just like Band is Everything?
Yeah.
And so shout out to Kevin, who I don't know personally. I know you don't know personally, but we thank you to him and everyone else who listens to the podcast, because it's really fun to do it, and it's fun to know that people are listening and have really cool feedback to give.
That's the one thing I was going to say about feedback. Like, I hope that on like our Facebook page or something, people, especially teachers, give us their feedback, whether you're teaching kindergarten or college or whatever, just the first few weeks of school, like getting yourselves into those routines. Mm-hmm. What helps you to survive those? What do you need to do in order to like get through your Monday that you overplanned and you just thought you were a rock star? Your soul was crushed, you know, and we all go through those moments. But it'd be kind of cool to hear some other stories too of what everybody goes through, because I know I saw one of our colleagues she's at one of our middle schools, and she's a language arts teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Her first early morning picture she posted on Facebook, and she's like, let's go year, whatever, makeup's all done, hair looks amazing. And then at the end of the day, she does a side by side of like drained face. And we, you know, like teachers, we love our jobs.
Oh yeah.
And that does not make, just because we're tired, doesn't make us love our jobs any less or like, oh, we don't want to go to work.
Mm-hmm.
But it is, it's a fact that people are tired, but those pictures next to each other, that is some real truths right there.
Well, I'm not exaggerating when I say that, you know, during the first week of school, you literally answer 1,000 questions a day, and you have to solve 1,000 problems. And these kids are coming at you. You know, we've got, you know, 300 kids in our band program, and you know, they're coming off summer, and they're used to having all this attention from their their parents and their friends, and they're just coming at you, and they're coming at us, you know,
and they're 70, excited, and
80 kids at a time, and yeah, they're super excited. But I was like, I can only talk to one kid at a time. What was it? You came to talk to me in my office. Was it yesterday after school?
Yeah. Yeah.
And you had a question, and there was, I think you were like, it's like, everyone is just going to need to step away.
Yep.
Because I need to ask Mr. Mariska a question. But I think there was a line 4 deep. They were literally lining up.
They were lined up. And I looked at those kids and I said, unless you are here for me, he's busy. Yep. So beat it. And they all kind of laughed. But fortunately, those four kids like had the same question, but they were lined up.
But it
was like, can you all go home for the day? Yeah, just give me like, one day where I don't have to answer questions after school.
Well, here's what I did during my prep period yesterday. This is
this was incredible. Because I couldn't find you.
if any parents, Farmington parents listen, and you were trying to call me during my prep hour yesterday, I was literally hiding in our colleague.
Don't tell the secret.
Okay. Now I have to tell.
Now you got to tell.
So our colleague Megan Dimich, who teaches choir with us, she went to go teach, and she has like a really nice office, and she had the lights off, and she just had this nice little soft lamp on, and it was dark in there and quiet, and she's like, do you want to just sit in here for an hour and like do your work? And I was like, oh my gosh, that would be amazing, because her office was so calming and inviting, but the students didn't know where I was.
They did not.
Because during my prep hour, they all know that, oh, I'm not teaching in class, they can come talk to me.
Yep.
And it was glorious to have 1 hour yesterday to not have to answer a million questions. Nobody knew where I was.
Yeah.
It was wonderful.
You had that reset button, because you still came in at the end of my class.
I did. Yeah.
And chatted with the kids and were listening to them sight read or whatever. That's good. You need to do that. And I did that today. I shut the lights off in my office and turned on my lamp.
Mm-hmm.
And then I realized that was dumb, because I'm so tired because I didn't sleep last night. I'm like, oh, it's so cozy in here. And I'm like getting all this work done. And I'm like, I'm going to fall asleep. So I was like, I got to take a nap. I got to do this. And then mm-hmm. I feel great now. So.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
And it's especially impressive because sight reading some new music today, and
the key changes were out of control.
I know, it's like this is
the piece has 6 flats in it.
Yeah.
So, like, the saxophones have, like, 7 or 5 sharps or whatever. It's insane.
It's a situation.
It's a situation. So, they'll get there. But it was fun. I was like, you should have seen my face. I was just laughing and, like, cringing, and the kids are all laughing at me because I'm like, fun. Well, that's what's so fun, though. Like, hearing the beginning, you know, and our, you know, especially the wind ensemble, they read pretty well, which is nice. But today, that was like, funny, got him.
Even better story, was it yesterday or the day before, I came in and I made a short little video of your wind ensemble rehearsing, because you were rehearsing this Michelle Fernandez piece, and they were literally sight reading it for the first time.
Yes.
And then I went back and listened to the video later, and I was like,
I think we
maybe just need to delete this.
We're gonna...
Because I was thinking, like, oh, maybe we'll send it to her and say, hey, we're working on your piece. And I was like, oh, no.
No, no.
She doesn't want to hear that.
Not yet. Not yet. Well, and that's funny, too, that you say that, because that's my piece that I want to do with What's on Your Stand.
Oh, I want to make this a segment
on,
like, every episode this year.
Great.
What's on Your Stand.
Good. I wrote that down.
Because
we don't forget.
For our band director friends, you might just be wondering, hey, what are they doing in Farmington, or what pieces are you excited about? But even if you're not a musician, I know we have a lot of people who listen to this podcast that are not band directors. And if you just want to, like, go check out really cool music, unique sounding music, or beautiful music, all of these pieces that we talk about, you can find them on SoundCloud or YouTube or things like that. So why don't you, tell us a little bit about this piece of music that you're doing with the wind ensemble, the one that you were sight reading the other day.
Yeah, it is. It's such a neat piece. It's got such a great groove to it, which is so fun for kids in the wind ensemble to be able to read, because it's not something that they're typically feeling. You know, like, it's more of a jazz piece, right? It's Afro-Cuban. It's called "Of Endless Miles and Empty Rafts." Let me say that again: Endless Miles and Empty Rafts.
Okay, that's a pretty unique title.
It is. And
what's it about? Like, what's the story?
Well, it's the intent of the composition is paying respect to immigrants from all eras and all walks of life, regardless of the hemisphere. So, you know, Michelle writes about kind of from her perspective, using, like, authentic Afro-Cuban forms, and the patterns are, like, inside the fabric of everything. It's just, it's so neat. It's so intertwined with so many great things happening. I haven't studied it enough to really dig deep yet, but it is one of these pieces that I love score study. You know, I bring my scores home almost every day, even though I'm like, why sometimes? But it's so fun to, like, just get into it. And the cool thing is, like, a composer like Michelle, she wants to work with our kids. Yeah. She's a retired band director. Mm-hmm. She's just stunningly brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that she wants to come in and work with our kids, and she's done this before with our jazz bands, but now she gets to come in and work with the wind ensemble. It's really cool.
Well, and it's really refreshing and fun to hear this sort of Latin jazz music being performed by a wind symphony or a concert band, and very authentically composed.
That's what I was going to say too.
It just feels really genuine, and it has this beautiful story behind it, and honors, a history of immigrants and the struggle to go to a new place, and she obviously knows it firsthand. Being there in Florida and the influence of Cuban music and Cuban refugees and immigrants, but it's something we can all identify with. And wow, it's a really cool piece. Well, when she first sent it to us and I listened to it, I was like, this is cool. This is a special piece of music.
100%. Like, when it was so kind of her to just think of us with something like this, mm-hmm. that, hey, you, your program should do this.
I believe it's getting its premiere at the Midwest Clinic in December is, yeah. in Chicago.
I can't wait to go hear it live before we do this at MMEA. So it's got this, it's very, you know, programmatic in terms of like telling a story throughout, but using those authentic Afro-Cuban forms. So really neat. So I'm excited about that. How about you? What's on your stand?
Actually, one of the pieces that I'm most excited about right now is a piece called We May Rise. And it's based on, it's an Elaine Hagenberg composition that was originally written for chorus called All Praise to Thee, mm-hmm. and then was arranged for band by Preston Hazard. Absolutely gorgeous. And it's really cool because I had not heard this piece before. I'd heard of Elaine Hagenberg, and I knew that she wrote really great choral music, but I didn't know any of her music. I'd never seen any band transcriptions of it.
Yeah.
But I posted a question in the Minnesota Band Director group on Facebook last spring.
Which is coming up again. It's getting a new life.
And I said, I'm just looking for like gorgeous pieces of music. I was like, I kind of have my 5 or 6 or 10 go-to lyrical pieces that are really great, but I know there's pieces out there that are just gorgeous that I don't know. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, there's like 100 comments on this thread on Facebook. What a resource for band directors. But I learned so much. I discovered probably 10 or 12 really beautiful pieces of music for band that I'd never heard before. But this one was my favorite.
It is stunning. And you're just a couple days into it. I'm so excited to see what you're going to do with this and the kids are going to do with this. I want to come in and like do my thing too. Like it's stunning. I'm so excited that you found that.
Yeah, that's so if anybody wants to check it out, again, the band version is called We May Rise. But if you want to look up the original choral version, look up All Praise to Thee by Elaine Hagenberg. It's gorgeous. It's just like it's a really great tune, and it's just beautifully arranged.
Awesome. I think I had one more thing that I wrote down for our little podcast here.
Oh yeah, what's that?
Well, I have two things. I have two things.
Two things. All right. You actually, I'm pretty impressed. You actually wrote things down this time. A lot of times you're just like,
do you not flying remember
on a wing and a prayer?
Oh, well, I've learned to write stuff down because I'm an old lady.
Oh.
So I have to. If I don't write it down, I totally forget.
Well, that's good. You're very organized. You're actually more organized than I am this time around.
Well, I'm trying to get better because, you know, like every day is a good day to get better. So what are you going to do? I wrote two things down. One of them that I wrote down was, don't be a fly on the wall, be a bee in the bonnet.
Yes.
But I don't remember the context of the conversation having.
I don't either. I feel like I made up that expression like on the fly, and I was really proud of myself. And I was like,
I see what you did there.
I didn't even mean to do it. But I literally told you, I was like, ooh, write that down.
But I don't remember why we. So now what I have to do is write down the things, but then also give more context in my notes because.
But I really like the expression, don't be a fly on the wall, be a bee in their bonnet. Especially at the beginning of the year. You got to like stir things up a little.
Making good trouble.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you got to keep pushing. You got to keep poking. You got to keep prodding. If you just stand off to the side, you're going to get left behind.
You are.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You'll be left behind fixing instruments.
And that's not fun. No one enjoys. I mean, it's work that needs to be done, but nobody wants to be like spending the whole first week of school fixing instruments.
Or 2 weeks of school.
Or 2 weeks
of
school.
We're in week
or
two.
Or 3 weeks of school.
Stop it
with the instruments. Well, let's just take a really quick break here, and we'll be right back with some final thoughts. And we are actually going to toss to a sponsor because we have sponsors now.
We're so grown up.
We're so professional.
We're so grown up.
We're like
right
a
now.
Real
like,
podcast.
I'm, yeah.
Like, well, my voice.
I'm like, a real boy.
we're a real podcast. So check out this spot here from Grand Tours. Grand Tours is proud to sponsor Band is Everything. Grand Tours is the exclusive travel provider for the Farmington High School bands. Hey, that's us. and they provide travel performance opportunities for over 100 high school, college, and community-based music ensembles from around the country.
The GT staff will collaborate with you to design unique travel opportunities that create memories to last a lifetime for your students. Share your travel dreams with Grand Tours by sending an email to info@grandtoursinc.com to find out how they can design custom music travel for your group.
And we are back. And the final topic I want to talk about today is jazz band. Uh-huh. We're off and running. We have 90 students currently signed up for jazz band, which is amazing.
It's amazing.
Our Jazz 3 is literally a jazz army.
It's like 50 kids almost, right?
Yeah, 45 as of this morning.
Okay, jeez.
But despite that, despite having 90 kids in jazz, we only have two bass players. And I was kind
and
of
one's a freshman.
And one's
and
a
one's
freshman.
And one's a sophomore.
And one's a sophomore. And we were kind of freaking out about this.
We were before
this.
And
you helped calm me down. And you're like,
weird.
It's going to be fine. We're going to find someone. You're like, we can have a kid play in two bands or maybe keyboard bass. And we found out that Jazz 3 had two piano players. And that's cool, right? The best part of this was, is that we were just like, let's throw it out there. Tell our students, hey, do you know someone who plays bass or wants to learn how to play bass?
Right.
And like spread the word.
Mm-hmm.
You never know.
Mm-hmm.
Which is always kind of scary because you're like, I don't know. Because they have to read music and they have to like learn how to play in a jazz style.
And to do individualized lessons like that when it's an ensemble that's, I mean, I will run a concert without a drummer, but I won't run one without a bass player, right?
Right. Like, but how do you get someone like up to speed?
Yeah,
we just got done talking about how,
exactly.
how there are not enough hours in the day,
right.
Like for like where are we going to like train all these bass players?
Right.
But it's really cool though when sometimes you just like empower students, and
we've
talked about this, whether it's you know student leadership or whatever, when they take ownership of an idea. It's amazing what happens.
Right.
And I haven't even told you this yet.
Oh, boy.
But I had someone come to me and say, I want to learn how to play bass. I want to join jazz band. And it's someone who's not currently in our band program.
Wow.
And then.
Oh, it gets so better?
That was yesterday.
Wait, there's more?
That was yesterday. And then another kid came to me and said, I heard you're looking for a bass player. I play some bass, but I don't really read music, but I'd like to learn. And then...
Stop it.
That kid came back to me this morning, and he was like, do you have music ready for him? I was like, no, I don't have music ready for you. You just talked to me last night. But here's the funny part. I haven't told you this. He had two friends with him, and I'm like, who are you guys? And he's like, oh, yeah, we're his bandmates. We also play bass. We also want to be in jazz band.
Oh, my gosh.
I've got four kids now who all want to play bass and jazz band. But as of today, none of them
can
read the music.
Right.
But I don't care.
Right.
I went down to the photocopier, and I picked a really easy song, and I made copies of it. And I was like, listen, if they're self-motivated, if they listen to the tunes and they figure it out, this is awesome. Growing the band program, and it was done by students because it was kids talking to kids, students encouraging their friends, and they've heard that jazz band is really fun. Like, why wouldn't you want to be in jazz band?
Absolutely.
So, I potentially have four new bass players for our jazz band program as of today. So, listeners will keep you posted on whether this all works out, but man, that made my day. It was the funniest thing. These three kids like standing in my office door being like, I play bass. We want to be in jazz band.
That's incredible. Just proves to you that you're not just a pretty face.
Me?
Well,
that's your line. You've been using that one all week. Like every time.
Well, I'm just throwing it back your way.
Every time I give you a compliment this week or you do something great.
Not just a pretty face.
That is true.
Well, I tried to give it to you this time.
I could go for both of us. I mean, we're photogenic. We take good selfies.
Oh, did you find the selfie?
Right. I'm not just a pretty face.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's awesome though. I love it when kids are empowered to do that. And that's the biggest thing. And we can talk about this in a different day about recruiting.
Yep.
You gotta go have the kids talk to the other kids, like middle school kids, elementary. The kids, they're not listening to us.
No.
I mean, you're sitting here still wearing a tie. You know, well, like, I mean, you look great. You look great.
Pink tie. We're recording on a Wednesday.
It is.
Wednesdays, we wear pink. Mean girls. But yeah, I still have my tie on.
Yeah.
It's Wednesday.
It's Wednesday. But I'm just saying, like, kids don't relate to that quite as much as they do their peers and those awesome seniors that just inspire them, you know? So either way, that's awesome. Well, I'm excited about that. I wish you luck with teaching those bass players while I'm working with the rest of the band.
I'm excited.
I know
it. Like, seriously, I've taught bass before, beginner bass players. It's actually one of the easier, I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah.
It is one of the easier instruments to learn. And the cool thing is, three of these four guys already play the bass.
Yeah. So it's just a matter of...
For three of the four, it's just teaching them how to read the music. And for the fourth kid, he plays guitar.
Okay.
So the transition from guitar to bass is usually very quick and easy. So I'm really excited. And it just proves also, like, there's all these musical kids in our... I mean, where is Eric Songer when you need him?
You just
Eric
have to Songer reach knows out
there's
even more.
There's kids out there in your buildings who love music and they just maybe don't want to be in a regular concert band.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a vibe.
Yeah.
So, awesome. Well, I wish you luck as we continue through the marching season.
Yes, you know it.
And we're going to be back with a guest on our next episode, right?
Can we say it right now?
Well, no, because I don't know for sure, and I don't want us to like miss.
Yeah,
because
then if they get out of order.
Yeah, like we're going to have a guest. Right. We're going to have somebody else. They can listen to learn from somebody else than just us.
Yeah, listen. Listeners, you're going to listen no matter what. Anyway, it doesn't matter who our guest is, right?
And we appreciate you listening.
Say it out loud.
Right.
Yeah. And you're going to go leave us a positive rating or review on Apple Podcasts, right?
Ooh,
Spotify. Yeah.
Uh-huh,
Five-star review. Yeah. Tell a friend.
Make a comment on our board about your first week of school or your first couple weeks.
Yeah, come find our page on Facebook or Instagram and drop us a comment, whether you are a parent or a teacher, or maybe you're retired and maybe your kids are gone.
Yeah.
But my voice is dying. and
we still have a lot of weekend left.
We do.
A lot of week.
Week and weekend.
Because
we had a big festival this weekend. Marching band, let's go.
Let's go.
So I guess that's it for this episode of...
Band
is
everything.